You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey, this is Scott Galloway, author, professor, entrepreneur, and most importantly, host of the Prop G podcast. We got a special series running on right now called The Future of Work, where I answer all your questions on, surprise, the future of work. Questions including, what are we missing when we work remotely? Or how do we handle work-life balance when a major opportunity comes knocking? From the provocative to the technical, we're offering insights you won't want to miss. So tune in to The Future of Work, a Prop G Pod special sponsored by Canva. You can find it on the Prop G Pod wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Vox Media Podcast Network.
All right, Mike Heck here for MMAfighting.com, reacting to some news that I would have never guessed we'd be reacting to. But I shouldn't be surprised because it's 2021. But as we first reported on Wednesday, Triller Fight Club September 11th boxing event headlined by Oscar De La Hoya versus Vitor Belfort has added another fight featuring a former UFC world champion. In fact, this fight will feature two former UFC world champions, Anderson Silva will take on Tito Ortiz, and it'll take place at 195 pounds. And this is something, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what it is, but it's something. But of course, as you all know by now, Anderson Silva returned to the boxing ring not too long ago. He pieces up Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. He looks amazing doing it. And Tito Ortiz hasn't fought since he beat former WWE wrestler Alberto El Patron for Combate America, unless you count his city council meetings. But here we are, Damon Martin. Let us bring you in here. Anderson Silva has one of those moments that we were all very excited to see. He had the smile on his face. He had the swagger back in that boxing ring. There's talks about him maybe fighting Logan Paul. And now he's fighting Tito Ortiz in the boxing ring. So you were one of the folks who confirmed this fight. What went over you when you confirmed this information?
At first, I was a little surprised, but then I was like, why am I surprised? Like, why am I surprised at all that this is happening? I mean, this is the day and age we're in terms of, boxing and celebrity boxing and even mixed martial arts to a certain extent, depending on how deep you want to go on other signings that have been made over these last few years. But listen, a part of me, when all these fights started first coming together, a part of me was like, oh, it's ruining the sanctity of the sport. I don't like seeing these kind of freak show fights. But then over time, I kind of realized, you know what, we've always kind of embraced freak show fights. I mean, you could argue that, you know, the late, great Kimbo Slice, when he signed on and was doing fights, you could say, well, that was a bit of a gimmick. And you could obviously see CM Punk signing with UFC was a gimmick. And there's all kinds of gimmick fights out there. So who am I going to begrudge two guys getting paid, I'm assuming a boatload of money, to go out there and box each other? Anderson, you mentioned it, Mike. Anderson looked happier than ever in that boxing match with Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. Like, I was, and it was a joy to watch. Like, as a guy who's covered Anderson for so many years, and I'm with everybody else, consider him one of the greatest fighters of all time, to see that guy look so happy and so joyous, like doing his thing again, who am I going to begrudge him going out there? And listen, this is a low risk fight. Tito's not a boxer by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, he's not that way. He's never been a boxer. So it's a low risk fight in that regard. He just pieced up, as you mentioned, he pieced up Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., a legit boxing champion, over eight rounds. Why not? Why not do it? And Tito, when I wrote the story, I had to kind of remember he's on a 3-fight win streak. He beat Chael Sonnen. Obviously, I know Alberto El Patron and Chuck Liddell of, 2021 or whenever they fought in 2019 or 2018 isn't the Chuck Liddell of old, but still, 3-fight win streak. So you can't say the guy's on like the downturn of his career and he's too old to do this. So why not?
Look, I mean, I get it. There's an audience for this. People are talking about it. We're talking about it. Triller wants to load this card up with names. It's De La Hoya's return. Totally understandable. Is this a victory lap kind of thing for Triller, being able to put this fight together and putting it on this card? Like, is this something they should be, like, celebrating and shouting from the rooftops, we got this thing done, this is a big deal?
Yeah, I think to a point you have to. I mean, Anderson, because of what Anderson did to Chavez Jr., Anderson's next boxing match, no matter who it's going to be, is going to be buzzed about, and no one is going to say it shouldn't happen because we saw what he did to Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. I mean, that was a legit boxing match, and even though it was rendered a split decision, that's a joke. It was a unanimous decision. Anderson easily won 6, maybe even 7 of the 8 rounds. No one can say he shouldn't be out there. Now, I'm not saying you should put him in the ring and say we're going to have him match up with Canelo, or we're going to have him fight, you know, Triple G or something crazy like that, but Tito Ortiz, where's the risk? I mean, where's the risk factor in this? And then, you know, Tito, I mean, you know, I mean, listen, again, the guy is legitimately on a 3-fight win streak, and obviously I know he's taking an L off the Huntington Beach City Council, but that's a whole other kind of thing. But, I mean, listen, the guy, you know, Tito is still relatively active fighting recently, and we know he's still training. And again, I know this sounds weird saying this because obviously you can get hurt in any combat sport you're doing, but I feel like this is a far lower risk for these two guys to box each other than if you were going to tell me, hey, we're going to book Anderson Silva against Uriah Hall in the UFC. And that was tough to watch. Seeing Anderson lose that way in his last UFC fight, that was hard to watch, man. I hated seeing that. In this particular case, it's low risk and high reward.
Right now, at least from what I could find, the opening odds have Anderson Silva as a minus 500 favorite. The comeback on Tito Ortiz is plus 350. I was surprised by this line, Damon. This line should be much larger for Anderson Silva, shouldn't it? Like, we should be looking at, like, -7, -8, close to 1,000 range in this case, shouldn't we? Like, I understand that Tito's on a 3-fight winning streak in MMA, but he just seems like, I don't know. It just doesn't seem, not that he doesn't belong, but he seems like the one of these things is not like the other. Tito's like the other in this case. Like, am I crazy?
No, that surprises me. I don't bet on fights, but I feel like I need to take out a loan right now and put some money down on this one because, Anderson should be a massive favorite. And that's no offense to Tito. It's more of a compliment to Anderson. I mean, Anderson, we saw what he just legitimately did to a legit boxer. And did it very well. I mean, you could argue maybe the size difference will be a little bit, but I mean, you know, they're going to fight at a catch weight. So, I mean, even though Tito will probably come in and have, you know, 15 or 20 pounds on him, I don't know that'll really matter in the fight. And, you know, I mean, listen, let's not forget, there was a time years ago when Tito, to re-sign his UFC contract, he made Dana White commit to a boxing match against him. And then the boxing match fell apart, and Dana's claim, and I know this is, you know, Dana White says, but Dana's claim was he actually put, you know, real legit training in and went out and worked with real boxers to get ready. And Tito didn't really want to do that because it could potentially be an embarrassing situation for Tito to lose or to have a close boxing match with his, you know, boss from the UFC. And so it never happened. So, yeah, I have a hard time believing Tito's going to do well in this fight. I think Anderson, as I agree with you, should be probably, I mean, let's just say, you know, let's be hypothetical and say, okay, Tito has a bit of size on him, maybe a little bit of power. So let's say minus 800, you know, 900. But yeah, I mean, yeah, minus 500. Like I said, I'm taking out a loan to put some money down on that because Anderson should be a massive favorite in this fight.
What a fascinating time we live in, Damon. Let me throw this out there. Just gut feeling, whatever comes to your mind. Come September 12th. What fight will we be talking about being the more competitive fight? This fight between Anderson Silva and Tito Ortiz or Jake Paul versus Tyron Woodley?
Which fight is more competitive?
Which fight will be the more competitive fight?
Ooh, man, you're really putting me on the hot seat with that one. man, you know, I'll probably lean towards Jake Paul and Tyron Woodley being the more competitive fight. I mean, at the end of the day, and I think, you know, anyone that thinks Jake Paul is just going to get, you know, dominated or decimated by Tyron Woodley is out of their mind. I mean, I really think, I'm not saying Jake's ever going to be a world champion, but Jake's taking this seriously. But Tyron is a freaking former four-time UFC champion. He's legit power. He's not Ben Askren. So I think this will be a lot better fight than that. But yeah, like, I don't know that Anderson will knock out Tito. I don't know if that will happen, maybe. But I think it could be a pretty lopsided, couple 10-8 rounds in their kind of performance. And at the end of the day, that could be even more lopsided.
And here's one positive way to look at this fight, ladies and gentlemen. If you enjoyed the smile on Anderson Silva's face when he took on Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., imagine how big the smile is going to be come September 11th when he is in there just marching around and dancing in there with Tito Ortiz. So get excited. I mean, it is what it is. These guys are going to make some money. Go ahead.
And let's not forget, like I said, they're on this card together. I mean, think of the potential here. Let's say, because right now the De La Hoya Belfort odds are pretty close. Belfort opened as a favorite over De La Hoya. You know what I mean? Let's say Belfort goes out there and knocks out Oscar De La Hoya and Anderson Styles on Tito Ortiz. Those are two of the biggest stars ever in Brazil, two of the biggest stars in UFC history. Easily put those two in a boxing match. Tell me that's not a massive, massive card. And let's say De La Hoya beats Belfort, but it's close or it's a competitive fight for several rounds and it gets the better of him. And then Anderson goes out there and Styles on Tito. Are you telling me they wouldn't potentially book Anderson against De La Hoya? And you're telling me that wouldn't be a massive fight, especially with Anderson now 2-0, in recent boxing matches? So in a way, this is a plan for the future as well. And as I said, I've pretty much given up on the whole sanctity of the sport thing. I'm just like, if they're healthy and they're not going to get hurt doing it, go for it. I don't know if I'm ready to sign up to watch Chuck Liddell do bare knuckle boxing. But if we're going to see Tito box Anderson, sure, why not?
And then the other option is we could see Tito Ortiz fight Oscar De La Hoya. I mean, what a world. The options are endless, Damon. The options are endless.
It would be the ultimate payback for Golden Boy MMA only going one card. It'd be like the ultimate promoter's revenge. Like he goes after him for never promoting Golden Boy MMA 2.
There's so many storylines to get excited about. But there you have it. Staples Center in Los Angeles, September 11th. Oscar De La Hoya versus Vitor Belfort. Anderson Silva versus Tito Ortiz. Triller Fight Club event. It's happening. And honestly, I hope I get the hot tag to go cover that event, Damon. It should be a fun week in La La Land. But Damon, thank you very much. For Damon Martin, I am Mike Keck. Thank you for listening. Who knows what kind of news we'll be reacting to next.
You're listening to the Vox Media Podcast Network.
Support for this show comes from Fundrise. Buy low, sell high. It's easy to say, hard to do. For example, high interest rates are crushing the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. It's no wonder the Fundrise Flagship Fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise Flagship Fund to your portfolio in just minutes and with as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/Fox. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise Flagship Fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.